All right, Steve Palmer here, Lawyer Talk Off the Record on the air. Every now and then I do a brief little breakdown of something that's going on in Ohio or elsewhere, and I'm going to do something like that today. I think I'm not going to do it justice, or I'll do it justice for the context of what I'm doing, but I think it needs a broader discussion. I'm going to plan maybe some guests to talk about it, but it has to do with police qualified immunity. And why am I bringing this up now? I've talked about this a couple times on the show, and I've always promised to do more on it. And the reason I typically don't is because it's a deep dive. It's a rabbit hole, or it could be. But the reason it's coming up now is because there has been a proposed, a couple of times, back in 2024, I think, there was a proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution to eliminate qualified immunity, meaning giving people the right to sue police. And our Attorney General, Dave Yost, has sort of challenged that and struck it. And I think recently the Ohio Supreme Court, back in April 22-ish, sort of paved the way to make this closer to getting on the Ohio ballot. And there's some procedure I'm not going to dig into. But I do want to talk about qualified immunity sort of generally. It's a legal concept that protects police officers, legislatures, government workers from civil liability for violating a person's rights in most situations where they're acting in their professional capacity. So what that means is if a police is acting within his role, or a police officer, fireman, even a legislature or a prosecutor is acting within their role in good faith, you can't sue them personally for civil damages. And there's been a lot of debate about whether this is good or bad, and I'm not going to take a side other than to say it would change the landscape of things significantly. Typically, this is traced back, I think, to a decision, Pearson versus Ray, which found officers who had acted in good faith with probable cause could not be held financially responsible for their conduct by a court. If you eliminate a qualified immunity, then you would basically permit lawsuits against officers individually, whereas now you can only sort of pierce that immunity if officers violate a clearly established law. So if cops are violating the law and they cause damage, that's a different story. They're not immune from that. This is significant because, you know, on the one hand, people are going to argue we should be able to sue police just like we can sue others. On the other hand, people are going to argue, well, now you're going to basically I hate to use this now, you're going to handcuff police and they're not going to want to do their jobs, or they're not going to put themselves out there because they're going to be so afraid of getting sued and not being protected. And what is the right answer? I don't know. Leave some comments and we can kick this around. I'm going to bring in some guests to talk about it. I know one attorney I know very well actually is involved in litigation, both on behalf of police officers and maybe even on the other side where he has sued police officers. I know a well-known defense lawyer who's a friend of mine here in Columbus, Ohio, who represents police officers, and I think that would be a great panel to have a discussion on this. But generally speaking, it's coming. You know, there's a push for this, and like it or not, it may make the ballot to change the Ohio Constitution. Anybody that's heard me talk about that particular facet of it knows I hate it. I hate constitutional amendments like this. This is better done, I think, in the General Assembly, meaning the legislative branch of government, not by changing the Constitution. But irrespective of how it comes, it looks like this is right over the horizon, and it's going to be something we're going to be kicking around in some detail. So look, leave me a comment, send me a question about qualified immunity. I'm going to assemble a panel, and we're going to take it apart and chop it up. Until then, it's Lawyer Talk Off the Record on the air. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.